This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Church bells rang and mosques called the faithful to prayer on Tuesday as Beirut marked 1 week since the catastrophic explosion that killed at least 160 people and devastated the heart of the city. A moment of silence was held at 15:09 GMT, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon GMT, the time the blast occurred. It was among several events that were planned to observe the explosion. Last week's massive blast is believed to have been caused by the explosion of 2,750 metric tons of ammonium nitrate that had been improperly stored at the port of Beirut for 6 years. Some 5,000 people are believed to have been injured in the blast, and more than 250,000 were left homeless. Meanwhile, demonstrations continued for a third day despite the resignation of the entire Lebanese government on Monday. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside the parliament building, chanting and throwing stones. Security forces responded with tear gas. Behind-the-scenes efforts began Tuesday to form a new government. Many citizens are demanding an independent cabinet, not supported by any of the political parties that have been accused of mismanaging the country's affairs. Many Lebanese are also calling for an independent investigation into the blast because they don't trust a probe by local authorities. Lebanese officials have dismissed calls for an international investigation. Before it resigned, the government referred the case Monday to the Supreme Judicial Council, the country's highest judicial body. The World Health Organization said Tuesday it's holding talks with Russia regarding Russia's recently approved COVID-19 vaccine. Russia Tuesday became the first country to approve a vaccine for use in tens of thousands of its citizens. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed the vaccine has proved efficient and forms has passed all necessary tests. VOA News. More than 734,000 people have died globally as a result of the COVID-19 virus. It's more than 163,000 in the United States and more than 101,000 in Brazil. No other country comes close to those death tolls. The number of worldwide infections has hit another milestone, this time 20 million and climbing. The highest numbers are in the U.S., Brazil, and in India, together making up more than half of the global infections. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Tuesday visited the Patton Museum and a memorial in the Czech city of Pilsen, commemorating the U.S. role in liberating Central Europe during World War II. Pompeo's visit came at the beginning of a week-long trip to Central Europe. He's also expected to give a speech on Tuesday and have dinner with the Czech foreign minister. Top U.S. diplomat's trip comes as the Trump administration looks to confront Russian and Chinese economic and geopolitical competition in Europe. In addition to Pilsen, Pompeo is traveling to Prague, Ljubljana, Slovenia, Vienna, Austria, and Warsaw, Poland from August 11th, that's today, to August 15th. The Taliban reaffirmed on Tuesday its commitment to ending violence in Afghanistan while emphasizing that a comprehensive ceasefire has to be discussed during intra-Afghan peace negotiations due to begin later this month. The proposed talks are an outcome of the agreement the United States sealed with the Taliban in February to end the nearly 19-year Afghan war. Taliban political spokesman Suhail Shaheen told VOA the Islamist insurgency is determined to move the Afghan peace process forward in line with the pact, dismissing suggestions that the start of the talks would mark an end to insurgent violence. The text of the landmark U.S.-Taliban pact states the participants of the intra-Afghan negotiations will discuss date and modalities of a permanent and comprehensive ceasefire, including joint implementation mechanisms, which will be announced along with the completion and agreement over the future political roadmap of Afghanistan. And cleanup volunteers working on the oil spill off the island of Mauritius say sea life is dying as a result of the spill of a reported 1,000 tons of oil. The Japanese tanker MV Wakashio hit a coral reef on the southeast coast of Mauritius on July 25th. Last week, the tanker began leaking. The government has declared a state of emergency and is now working with France, its former colonial ruler, to reduce the effects of the spill. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.